All right, welcome to another episode of the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in, my friend, to another episode. On this episode, I'm going to talk about the biggest mistake that people make before starting an online business, and even experience individuals who actually have started an online business go through. These are mistakes that I have experienced myself, and I'm only talking from real life experience, if you will. So I want to share with you as much as possible so you can avoid these mistakes. And hey, some of these things you're going to go through yourself, right? You're going to have to navigate this difficult time that you are going to go through as an online entrepreneur. And if you're new to the podcast, my name is Daniel and I am a creative entrepreneur. I am a composer for media. I am also an entrepreneur. I build online business based around the knowledge that I have. I have built a six-figure business teaching musicians and composers how to get started in music licensing. I still run that business. I still compose music. I do many, many things. I am a multi-passionate person, if you will. And this podcast, the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, is a place where I share everything that I've learned when it comes down to mindset, business, and lifestyle. So I welcome you to the podcast if this is your first episode. And of course, follow me here and go and listen to the other episodes so you can get an idea of who am I, why am I doing this, and what can you learn from my journey as a creative entrepreneur. So the best thing to do when it comes down to creating an online business, and again, when I'm talking about an online business here, I'm talking about a knowledge business. I'm talking about how can you get the knowledge that you have, your experiences, your skills, and turn them into a digital product, turning them into a coaching program, right? How can you share your knowledge with the world as a creator, right, of something. Now, you don't need to be a creative in order to be a creative entrepreneur, okay? Obviously, I come from the background of music as a composer. That's the industry that I got started in the online world, right? I play the guitar, and I've always been in bands, and, you know, I went to college to study sound engineering. I work in recording studios. I work in music shops when I travel to England, the place of my birth, right? I grew up in Venezuela. But anyways, it's a long story. That's why I invite you to listen to the previous episodes because, there is a lot to unpack when it comes down to online business. But when I got started in the online world, I first got started with my skills, my abilities, my natural talent, which is music. And that's why I named this podcast, the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast, because I come from the creative world. But when I started this entrepreneurial journey of mine by snapping out of this idea that I'm not just an artist, I'm not just a composer, but I actually have to start thinking as a business owner, then I realized that in entrepreneurship, you need to have a lot of creativity. You need to be very creative, okay? So regardless if you come from a creative background, a photographer, an artist, you still need to be very creative in entrepreneurship because you need to start thinking differently. And we are all creative. I mean, you are a creative person already, okay? Regardless of what your 9-to-5 is or whatever you're doing for a living, you are a creative person. I mean, a single mom, you know, is a creative person. You're just trying to juggle life and try to feed the kids and try to have a steady home. It requires a lot of creativity. So I just want to give you a quick, bullet points here of what a creative entrepreneur is and how can you identify yourself with this term or this label, I guess, that I'm putting here on the Creative Entrepreneurs Podcast. And so you don't feel that you need to be in the arts. You don't feel that you have to be in the creative industries in order to listen to this podcast and in order to become an entrepreneur, by the way. Again, you need to find what resonates with you when it comes down to your own identity, okay? And I'm going to go deeper into this in a future episode. But for now, and the topic of this episode is all about the mistakes to avoid when getting started, okay? And why did I mention here identity? Because you probably don't consider yourself an entrepreneur, all right? And that's fine. You know, entrepreneur is a very, it's just something that it's a popular term for many, many years now, right? Everybody wants to be an entrepreneur. I certainly felt a little bit uncomfortable just considering myself an entrepreneur. And you can Google the definition of what an entrepreneur is, really. I think it's a cool thing, though. I think it's a cool thing that we live in a day and age where everybody can become an entrepreneur. I don't think it's a bad thing. Even though it sounds like a cliche nowadays, like, I am an entrepreneur. Yeah, but what have you done, really, in order to call yourself an entrepreneur? Okay? And really what you need to do is just to earn money and put something at risk, really. Okay? You need to... What I mean by that is that an entrepreneur is pretty much somebody that is... Put in a lot of effort or capital or something into something that they are hoping to get something in return, but there's no guarantee, right? And it's the exact opposite of a 9-to-5 or a day job. That day job, the whole responsibility is on, or the whole, you know, risk is on the business owner who is hiring you, okay? Or the company or whoever is in charge, right? They need to really come up with a result in order to pay your paycheck, for that matter. And I'm just using this as a framework to really think about. And I know it sounds a little bit philosophical. I know it sounds a little bit like I'm going around certain terms, and but I'm going to get to the bottom of this very quickly here, because I struggled with this in the beginning, okay? Like, am I really an entrepreneur, right? But you become an entrepreneur by doing, by making stuff. And from my experience, you become an entrepreneur as soon as you start selling something that is coming from you, whatever that is. For me, the first time I actually licensed one of my music tracks, my first music track, I didn't go out there into the world and say I'm an entrepreneur, but to me, that was the very first time I sold something, okay? Something that I have created. And most importantly, it was music, right? Because I never thought that I could actually earn money with my music, even though I have worked in one way, shape, or form in the music industry, right? I was always working for somebody else. All right. So I was not working for myself. I didn't create something by myself, for myself, and then put it out there into the world and say, like, hey, I've done this. Do you want to buy it? And that's what I did with the music. Now, I am recording this podcast episode very quickly here outdoors. I like to record my podcast episodes outdoors. Again, I invite you to listen to my other episodes, so you can listen to different podcasts that I've done, either going for a walk, or from the location where I'm at right now, which is one of my favorite locations. There's a car passing by now. It's a beautiful location where I'm located right now, by the beach, right? I'm in my car right now, but I'm doing this from Greece, by the way. And I know if you've been following me here, you know that I always go back to the same thing, where I'm located and how happy I am to be living in this beautiful country and specifically this beautiful place. And you know, and again, I invite you to follow me here so you can, you know, keep up with all these stories and everything that I'm sharing here. But when it came down to becoming an entrepreneur, okay, and how I am just rambling around about different topics or different things, like, oh, hey, I'm recording this podcast outdoors. I mean, this is just another example of creativity, right? Why will I record a podcast outdoors? Okay. And there's many reasons why, and I've shared this before. But in a nutshell, it's just because, right? I just feel like going out. I work from home. I'm all day in front of the computer, either making music or making online courses or coaching or whatever, or editing videos or editing podcasts. So I like to spice things up. And hey, I am a creative person, and I like to go for a walk or just go get in my car and drive to this beautiful location, which is like literally 5 minutes away, and just stare at the beach or here in my car. I just literally just arrive and I start talking to my handy recorder. And create this podcast episode, right? But I like to just do this like this, and it's just because I like to do them. Sometimes I just stay inside the car because it could be a little bit windy, and I don't want the noise to really leak in into the microphone. It's a little bit cloudy today, and I think it might rain as well, so I don't know how this episode is going to turn out. But this is just another example of creativity and how you can... you know, break the rules, really, when it comes down to creating content or creating your own online business. Because, hey, content is part of an online business. But anyways, going back to this, to the thing of, or this term of entrepreneurship, the first time I sold something, I felt like, well, you know, somebody just bought one of my music tracks, right? They're going to use it somewhere. The music that I compose, if you're new to the podcast, is mainly for media, meaning that the music that you listen on this podcast is my music. This is what I compose. This is what I do. It's part of my job, really. And I love it. I love to make music. I will do it even if I wouldn't be making any money with it. But I turned that into a business, and meaning that I compose music for YouTube videos, for podcasts, for TV, for film, for documentaries, Netflix, I mean, you name it. So I have music tracks online. And what that means is that podcasters like myself and YouTubers can go online and license my music, and they can use it in their own content. So that's just something that I do. So when I first got started, I was a newbie. I had this skill, I have this talent, and I just started to upload music to a certain marketplace so I can get into the music licensing world. And then when I sold the first track, I was just, my mind was just blown away that somebody that doesn't know me, I don't know who this person is, right? And they just bought one of my tracks. I mean, they're paying money for my music. I mean, this had never happened before. And at that moment, I think I graduated and say, like, you know what? I'm in business, because if I can sell one, I can sell two. If I can sell two, I can sell four, so on and so forth. That's business 1-on-1, right? You just have to trade something for something. That's the whole point of business. Now, obviously, one music track doesn't mean much for a lot of people, especially for musicians and composers, because, you know, for people in general, right? If you're selling a service or a product or anything, one sale doesn't mean much. But for others, it means that it works. For others, it means that there is something here. And that's where it all begins. So the first thing that a lot of, it's not musicians and composers, but a lot of people make, the first mistake they make, even before they begin, is the lack of belief, okay, in themselves. The lack of belief that somebody is going to actually give them money for their services or their products, right? I'm telling you the story here as a musician, as a composer, but when I sold my first online course, all right, I'm fast forwarding now. I'm going fast forward into a few years after that first sale of music. I created an online course about this, all right? That's my online business, where I teach musicians and composers on how to do that, right? So fast forward to a few years, and after creating YouTube videos and content about this, I launched my academy with my first online course. And I'm teaching composers and musicians on how to do what I've done, right? Because I became very successful. I earned a full-time income doing music licensing. And I was documenting that journey. Well, I'm still documenting that journey and sharing everything I know on YouTube with my first YouTube channel, Stock Music Licensing. But when I first got started, you know, there was a before and after. I didn't have an online course. So I learned about online courses. I learned how to launch them. I learned about email list, email marketing, all of this stuff about online business. So when I launched that first online course, it was kind of like the same feeling that when I sold my first music track. Here is something that I have created, okay, that is coming from me. And it's my teachings, it's my experience, and everything that I've learned packaged in the form of an online course. And I launched it, and it was a massive success. It changed my life completely, you know. And I've shared this before with you guys here at the podcast. It changed my life completely, and not only because of the financial gains, but as well because of my lifestyle. I felt like now I am a true entrepreneur, because I am literally grabbing the skills and the talents and the knowledge that I have, everything that I know. And I have packaged it up in the form of an online course. But I'm also doing the music. So I can see kind of like a domino effect, or like steps that I was following. And this is not, like, I was not the only one, right? I learned from others. They're like, this is what they're doing in the online world. So I just felt like this sense of belonging. Like I finally have found a place where I belong, which is the online world, right? I was already making money with the music, but I knew that I had something more to give. Because in the beginning, and this is where I'm going to tap into the identity thing. Because in the beginning, when I started, I was like, hey, I'm just an artist, right? I'm just a torture artist. I am a starving artist. That's the way artists should be. And that was my philosophy for a long time. And when I got into music licensing and started treating my music like a business, meaning like I want to compose for profit. I want to compose in order to build something here, right? I need to do something with my skills and my talents. And when I started to do that, and I thought that was it, you know, and I could have stayed like that, yeah, just making music and that's that. But then I started a YouTube channel. I documented that journey because I had a story to tell. And that story is that I was a stay-at-home dad living in a foreign country, right here in Greece, where I'm located, and we just moved from the UK, and I was unemployed. And in that story, I shared it on YouTube. You can probably hear the background noises there, some seagulls and you know some birds and maybe a little bit of wind. So that was my story. And when I was doing the music and I was earning a full-time income with that music and you know, sharing my struggles with others, I wanted to share that with the world. And that's where YouTube came into play. And because I had this fascination for movies, for documentaries, behind the scenes, I've always loved this kind of like behind the scenes, you know, home movies. Since I was a kid. So YouTube is something that I really, really enjoy consuming. Now I'm a creator on YouTube. I have two YouTube channels, actually, right? So I have Stock Music Licensing, which is the YouTube channel that I'm talking about here, the very first one, where I'm telling my story about being a stay-at-home dad. And you can watch those videos, you know. I've been doing that since 2016. It's 2023 as I'm recording this. So when I started YouTube, this was parallel to my music licensing career as a stay-at-home dad. And because I knew I had something else to say. And my identity as a composer, just as a torture artist trying to make ends meet, right? I turned that around into like, hey, I am a composer for media, okay? And I'm doing music for profit, so this is work, right? So I don't go and say, this is part of my philosophy back then. I said like, I'm not going to go and say, hey, I'm going to go and play some music. Or I'm going to make some music. I'm going to go and work. That's what I used to say to my wife and really to myself as well. I'm not going to go and make music. I'm going to go and do some work. Okay? Because work is a good thing. Work is not a negative thing. And I had to make that shift in my mind. So it was an important change of philosophy because I knew I had to change something internally. So I will just go and, hey, I'm doing some work. And what that meant is that I'm doing some music. Because it was work, because I was earning a living like that, right? When it came down to sharing my journey with others on YouTube, it was just because. It was just something that I wanted to do. I was fascinated about the whole vlog world, and I just want to share something online. I wanted to share my thoughts, my ideas as a stay-at-home dad, making music for a living. And that's how it all got started. And I struggled a little bit with that as well in the beginning. I'm like, who am I to share this with the world? Who am I, you know, to start talking about this? And that's where the whole identity crisis comes into play. Like I had to make peace with that and say like, hey, I'm just a creative person, right? So I make music for a living, but hey, I'm a stay-at-home dad. I'm a husband. And at the same time, I live in a foreign country. I'm trying to do my bit, okay? For my family, for my community, you know, I pay income tax on everything that I've earned online. So I had to change my philosophy and really feel proud of what I'm doing here and believe that it's possible for me too, you know. So when I started to share this journey on YouTube, I felt like, you know what, I just want to make YouTube videos. I don't know if people are going to watch it. That was none of my concern back then. Obviously, we want people to watch our videos. We want people to subscribe to our YouTube channel. But I was just divorced or I was not concerned with the outcome. I just believed that this was the right thing. So belief is an important part of starting out as a creative entrepreneur. Okay. When I launched my first online course, I mean, I'm fast forwarding. I'm going back into the past and then back into the future, right? Very quickly here to tell you the story. But when I launched my first online course, I knew it was going to be a good course because it was my course, right? And I put everything into it. You know, I hire mentors, I learn from coaches, and, you know, and I was doing everything right. But because I believed, it was the belief that separate those who succeed and those from failures. You will experience failure. There's no way around it, but you have to believe that even that failure is just one step closer to success. So belief is one of the first mistakes that, you know, a lot of entrepreneurs need to be aware of. You need to be aware of that if you really want to make something, and if you really want to progress in your journey as a creative entrepreneur, you really need to believe first before you do anything. You need to believe that the it's going to work out, man, okay? The process works. The blueprint works. The step-by-step work. If it works for me, it works for you. If it works for somebody else, it does work for you, all right? If it's not working for you, it's because you're not doing things in a certain way. There is a recipe. You need to follow that recipe. There is just no way around it. You must be able to be flexible, of course. You must be able to go with the flow of things sometimes and readjust as you go, but the belief has to be always be there, faith in yourself and the abilities that you have. In the beginning, you might not believe in yourself, okay? In the beginning, you're not gonna have any faith in yourself because you have, you know, imposter syndrome, insecurities about yourself, about the fact that who's gonna give you money. I mean, it is kind of like a big deal for some stranger online to just give you money for what you're selling. I understand that. You know, it's a weird feeling. But hey, there is a whole world that is being run like that, man. You know, there is things that are happening right now. So I'm recording this podcast episode that people are selling. They're less talented than you, less qualified than you, and they're running an online business. And the only reason why they are successful and you're not is because of belief and because they have done things in a certain way. When I understood this, I said to myself, there is no way on earth that I am not going to be successful. And in fact, I convinced myself and I tell myself, if they can do it, I can do it too. And this has been my whole philosophy throughout my career. Okay? If they can do it, I can do it. And actually, I look for things that even my mentors and people that are above me are doing, okay, that I know I can do it better, right? I try to look for things like, okay, yeah, you might be ahead of me. You're miles ahead of me because you started earlier. Your circumstances is different, and I don't consider them even competition or anything because, you know, there will always be people ahead of you and people behind you. You have to find peace with that. You know, there's just no way around it. But there is no finishing, there's no one in the finishing line, there's nobody that's going to finish last, all right? You have your own race to go, you know? You have to your own path to follow. And you are exactly where you need to be right now. You can speed up the process, but when I see other people ahead of me, and I see like they're really successful, and you know, next to me, they're like, oh my God, they're so far ahead, there's no way I can catch up. And I see what they're doing, I always look for things that they are actually doing that I know I can do to even better. And it's the stuff that they don't even have. Okay, and I just convince myself that I have something that they don't have. And I said, like, but they can do it, man. Whatever that is. Okay, I'll give you an example. I speak different languages, all right? So I was born in the UK, in London. But I grew up in Venezuela. My whole family and my whole heritage, if you will, is from Venezuela. Right, and if I go way, way back, my great-grandfather, they come from this side of the world, actually, from Beirut, right, Lebanon. And that's from my grandmother's side, from my granddad's side. Yeah, from my grandmother's side, they're from Venezuela. But anyways, so I speak Spanish, okay? So that's my mother tongue. I also speak English, but now I live here in Greece and I speak Greek, okay? So I'm a trilingual. And I create my content in English just because, you know. But growing up, I was just, you know, I lived in different countries. I lived in Canada. I grew up in Venezuela. I went back to the UK in my early 20s, you know, because I didn't grow up in the UK. But even that, I use it as a way of telling myself, like, hey, my mentor is way ahead of me, but he doesn't speak three languages. He's just constrained to English, right? And he's only lived in, I don't know, Miami, whatever. If you live in Miami, you know, I have family members who live there, and it's a great place, okay? So I'm not trying to discriminate here where you live, by the way, or anything like that. I'm just using this as a framework. You know, and hey, I lived in different countries. I live in different places. So this is a story I'm telling myself in order to feed, not my ego, to fill up my self-esteem and to convince myself that I have something to say. To say that they might be okay, and they might, and I've learned a lot from them. They might be miles ahead of me, but they're not me. They don't speak three languages. They don't live in a beautiful location like I live. You know, they're talking about building an online business, but they still live in their hometown. I live abroad. I actually live full location free with my family. Even though I'm married to my Greek beautiful goddess wife, I live in Greece because I want to. And I live in this beautiful location, which is, by the way, a holiday destination. This is a holiday destination, Nafplio, Greece. I invite you to Google it. Nafplio, Greece. Put the first capital of Greece, by the way. It's a small town community, okay? But this is a holiday destination for both the Greeks and for people abroad, right? And the only reason why I live here is because I want to live here with my family. I actually moved here, right, with my family. We said, like, we've been coming here every single summer. I've told this story many times before. We've been coming here for holiday, for summer holidays, and it wouldn't it be cool if we can live here? I know it's a romantic idea. You probably don't want to live where you go on holidays, right? Because you just want to go there on holidays. But for me, it was a different story. And I live here because of that, okay? Because of my online business, because I am able to work location free, and I live in a beautiful place where I can go for a swim. I like to live next to the sea. I like to live in a small community. I like to eat nice Mediterranean food. I like this low, how can I say this? Like this low-paced lifestyle, Mediterranean lifestyle, right? So this is a story I tell myself to say, hey, I actually am living that lifestyle, man. My mentors are still living over there in Miami. That's where they were, you know, brought up or whatever. And that's fine. Okay, but they didn't pack their bags and went to another country to live with their family and actually live location free, learn a different language, right? So this is the story I'm telling myself to fill up my self-confidence and my self-esteem, because you are going to suffer from imposter syndrome, all right? So you have to do whatever it takes to convince yourself and tell yourself a different story. Even as you're listening to me, you have to tell a different story and say, hey, Daniel might be living over there in Greece, but I live over here, okay? And I'm doing this and this and that. And I actually have this. And I have all of this. I have a beautiful cat here. What's up? What's up? I don't have any food. I don't have any food. Famous Greek cats. Here in Greece, we have a lot of cats. Stray cats, outdoor cats, everywhere cats. Anyways, all I want to say to you is that you need to do whatever it takes to get rid of that negative self-talk that you have, that we all have. You need to do whatever it takes in order for you to get rid of the imposter syndrome. You need to do whatever it takes. Tell yourself a different story that if Daniel can do it over there in Greece, doing a podcast outdoors while a cat is, you know, making noises in the background, telling this crazy story, I can do it too. That's the whole point of this. Because this is one of the mistakes that beginners do, and even experienced entrepreneurs online. Because I've gone through this many, many times, my friend, you know. Whenever I see someone else, and, you know, you need to turn it around. Whenever you see someone else doing something, instead of feeling jealous, instead of feeling envy or imposter syndrome kicking in, tell yourself a different story. And in fact, turn it around and say, if he can do it, I can do it too. In fact, if there's proof that it is work, that this works. There's proof that if they are doing it and they're telling the story, that means that I can accomplish the same thing in my own way. This is something that I do all the time with other mentors and coaches. I see that as an inspiration, that if they can do it, I know I can do it too. It's a hard place to be, okay? But you need to come from that place of that you're still a student. I'm still a student. I'm still learning, man. I'm always learning. I'm always searching for knowledge, right? But the belief is there that I know this is going to work out. It might not work out right now, but I believe so much in myself, because I have cultivated that. But I believe so much in myself that I know it's going to work out. In the beginning, if you don't believe in yourself, which is somewhere where I was for a long time, I didn't believe in myself. You need to believe in the process, and you need to believe in somebody else. This is where a mentor comes into play. A mentor will see something in you that you don't see yourself. That's why you need somebody to say to you, you can do this, man. Okay, you have everything that you need right now. All you need to do is just have the belief that it's possible and have the faith, the blind faith that is possible. You just need to follow these steps. That's why you need to believe in yourself, okay? But like I said to you, in the beginning, you're not going to believe in yourself, so you need someone else to believe in you. And trust the process and trust somebody else, which is very hard to do. But you need to trust somebody else first. Once you start to trust somebody else and believe in somebody else, follow somebody, okay, who's doing what you want to do. Believe in them. Even if you haven't purchased their coaching programs or their online courses, even by just consuming the content, like this podcast, trust that process and believe, okay? Obviously, I cannot convince you to believe in me or somebody else. That comes naturally, but change that thought, that idea of negativity and disbelief, not only in yourself, but in everything else, right? Because that's the beginning of everything. All right. And when you start to believe and come from a positive mindset, this is why personal development is so important, man. And I'll say it here again. Entrepreneurship is the best personal development program. All right. And if you're not into personal development, entrepreneurship will force you to get into personal development, whatever that means to you. But personal development is just working harder on yourself than you do on your job. OK, so I work harder on myself than I do on my online business. And you should be working harder on yourself than you do on your 9-to-5. What that means is that you have to work harder on your mindset, your philosophy. You always need to be learning. You always need to be doing something that is going to push you to grow, whatever that is. For me, it's working out. For me, it's my mindset program where I'm just, you know, cultivating this unstoppable mindset and this growth mindset that everything is here for me. You know, it's everything is, you know, it's all about energy. It's all about frequency. I don't want to go too woo-hoo-hoo, but it's true, man. If you're in a positive place, if you're thinking that things are happening for you, okay, this is what's going to open the doors for you, man. Okay, the magic word is gratitude. I don't want to go too woo-hoo-hoo here, but the magic word is gratitude. Once you start to feel gratitude and be grateful for what you already have, then things start to happen for you, my friend, okay? I've talked about this before, about the importance of mindset and, you know, how to have a growth mindset, how to feel grateful for everything that you have. The fact that we have, you know, an internet connection, right? If you have the ability to connect on the internet, you have a smartphone, that you should be feeling grateful for that, man. The technology is just so amazing. Little things like that, right? The fact that I'm just alive, that should be enough for you to feel grateful and put you in a different frequency, different state of mind. So you can start your journey as an online entrepreneur in a positive mindset, because it's going to be hard. It is hard and it will be hard. So you need to be equipped with the right tools mentally in order to go forward and in order to face adversity, because it's going to be hard. The beginning is just about, how do I get this off the ground? How do I get this going? How do I build momentum? Then once you do that, it's like, how do I maintain this? How do I sustain this? And then how do I grow this? And then how do I just go beyond what I think is possible for me? This is just part of the journey of building an online business, right? I know this podcast episode has been a little bit more philosophical and more about mindset, more than the tactical aspect of starting an online business or mistakes that people make when it comes down to building an online business. But I thought it was really important to touch on this, because when I'm coaching people, the main thing I see, and obviously I focus on the mindset first, is the lack of belief that it's going to work for them. They just have no belief whatsoever in themselves. They believe that the system is against them, when in reality the system is equal for everybody. You know, the online world is there for us to just be taking part of. You know, I mean, you can choose to be a producer instead of a consumer, but a lot of people that I coach, they're more of a consumer. They're not a producer. So, you know, I told you that I watch YouTube videos, right? I love YouTube, but I produce more than I consume, okay? So I produce more YouTube videos than I consume, meaning that I'm always editing a video. I'm always creating content because that's part of the business. In fact, that's the holy grail of the business. Content is the holy grail of the business. You know, building an audience is the holy grail of the business. And you create content in order to build an audience and in order to build trust, in order to build your authority in a particular field, similar to what I'm doing here. But when I'm coaching, a lot of people don't believe that content is the holy grail of the business. And I always ask them the same question. I've shared this with you before, my friend. When they come to my coaching programs, I say, like, where did you find me? How did you came across me, right? Because you're the one who paid me money so I can coach you. And they always say the same thing. I listened to your podcast or I came across one of your YouTube videos or both. So it's there in front of you, my friend. You know, you need to start creating content. And creating content is the process of stepping into this arena of entrepreneurship. And yes, you're going to come face to face with everything that you're insecure about yourself, about the way you look, about the way you sound. Who are you to start talking about something? Who are you to start sharing? Who are you to start creating content? You know, imposter syndrome to the max every single time you try to say something about what you're passionate about and the lack of belief in yourself, lack of belief in the fact that you might say it wrong. You know, all of these things will kick in. That's why it's so important to start creating content. That's why it's so important to be aware of this. The belief is where it all begins. The fact that I'm doing this is proof that you can do it too. And you should get inspiration from it, not feel intimidated by it. Don't feel like I have something more than you. I have my own story. I have created this myself, right? This is my own movie. You have your own movie to create. You build yourself, actually. You can build your own personal brand. You create your own movie by creating your own persona. I have created this person. This Daniel that I'm talking, that you're listening to today, the way I'm talking about myself and my business and everything that I'm saying here, it's not the same Daniel that a few years ago. And when I say a few years ago, I'm saying 10 years ago, all right? You know? I mean, it just cracks me up when I hear people talking about life coaching and all of this, and they're 22. I've heard somebody the other day online. He's like, I'm 22 years old, and if I could go back when I was 20 or even 18 years old, this is the things that I will do. And I'm like, man, you're 22. You have not experienced the wear and tear of life. You have not experienced nothing in life yet to start sharing about life and start coaching about life. Okay? Yes, you're in a very good position because you have knowledge about self-improvement and life and habits and productivity. And I'm going to be talking about toxic productivity on a future episode, by the way, which I believe this chap was part of, this kind of like movement of productivity, okay, which I think it has gone bonkers now, the whole productivity thing. And there is a thing going on now online. And I wanna share a little bit about that, what I think about this toxic productivity thing is all about. But you cannot talk about that, okay? The same way that you cannot give advice to parents if you're not a parent yourself. Right? If you don't have kids, you don't have a family, there's no way on earth that you can tell me that I have two daughters, okay? I have one that is 14, 13, okay? She's a teenager. And I have another one she's 5. There's nothing you can say to me about parenthood if you don't have kids yourself, all right? I just won't listen. The same goes for the online world, all right? You can only talk about what your experience and what you're passionate about and what you have lived, all right? And if you're 22 and you want to tell people on how to live life, you're probably going to have to talk to, I don't know, 12-year-olds or 15-year-old kids about that. Right? Because, and I'm not saying that age plays a role, but when you're 22, you cannot talk about life experience because you haven't experienced the wear and tear. I'm 48. All right? I have fallen so many times. I have failed so many. I have reinvented my life so many times in different languages, by the way, and in different places. And, you know, I've been married to the same woman for many, many years, since I was in my 20s. I'm 48, man. Come on. You know? I have kids. I work online. I have done so many different jobs, day jobs, in different countries. I worked in McDonald's at one point in a drive-thru, illegally in the States, by the way, meaning that I was not allowed to work. You know? Meaning that my visa was as a tourist, not as a working visa. Okay? I don't want it to sound like I'm doing something illegal in a foreign country, right? And I worked in Starbucks. I mean, I've done so many things, man, you know, to try to earn a living and to try to move forward. I've experienced things in life. And I'm only saying this to you so you can see that there's other people out there, man, that they're not even, they're younger than you. They're less qualified. There's just no way that they have the life experience to say something about life and life coaching, and yet they're doing it. What the hell are you doing? You know, that's my point with all of this, right? You can start talking about stuff right now because of your age. That's what I wanted to say about this. Right? I'm just giving this example because when it cracks me up when I see people that they clearly do not have the life experience because they're young. Right? My 13-year-old daughter does not have the experience of certain things in life, so I need to educate her. Right? And she needs to live her life, and at some point, she's going to go and say, fucking hell, Dad, you know, I see what you mean. Yeah, of course, because now you're an adult. Now you have experienced certain things in life, and now you can understand certain things. In the meantime, you're 13. You need to live life as a 13-year-old kid. The same goes with a 22-year-old kid. If you're listening to this and you're 22, there's no way you can relate to what I'm talking about when it comes down to family life, you know, or family life and work life and working online, all right? There's nothing I can say to you that it will make you understand this. That doesn't mean that you cannot listen, though, okay, because I do have the experience, and that's something that comes with age. And I'm saying this to you as well, my friend, because even my age, I use that as a tool to market myself and my experience and my knowledge. There's nothing that you can take away from me when it comes down to my age. Like, I'm 48. My hair is going white. So I have proof that I have experienced the wear and tear of life. And with that, my friend, comes wisdom. And I will never trade wisdom for youth. Okay? So I'm using everything that I can to tell myself a story that I am qualified to not only teach, which I have done already, but these are all the things that when I feel a little bit insecure and say, like, well, I'm not as young as this other guy over there, right? I'm not as young as my, you know, and I hate to use this word because I don't believe in competition, but, you know, like, this other guy who's over there doing the same thing as me, but, hey, somehow he's doing great. But he doesn't have what I have, right? And whenever they are creating content and it comes down to this aspect of life, when it comes down to about productivity, which is something that I want to talk about, like I said in another episode, it's like you're the king of productivity and how to be productive with your day and with your life and with your work, but you're still single, my friend, and you're 35 now. Again, if you're 35 and you listen to this and you're single, nothing wrong with that, okay? But this is a story I tell myself, that this is what I'm getting at, okay? So you can tell yourself your own story. And I say, like, well, you're talking about productivity. You're 35. So you don't have kids. You still live alone. Yes, you run a successful online business. Yes, you have a massive following online. But, you know, I mean, if I say to you, I don't have time because I work from home and I have a family, you can't help me because you can't relate to me. Okay? You know, on the same hand, right, when I have a client that they say to me, you know, I don't have time, and they are 35 or even older. I actually had quite recently somebody who was much older than that and said to me, I don't have time. I said, like, yeah, but you're not married. You don't even have kids. And when I say marriage and kids, it's because this is a big part of life. Okay? And this will take a lot of your time. And to me, my biggest success is not my business. To be my biggest success is my family, is my wife, my two beautiful daughters. That is success to me. Success to you might mean different things. Okay, my brother-in-law, for example, he doesn't want to get married. He doesn't want to have kids, but he lives with a dog, right? That's a version of success for him. Well done to him. And he's openly said, like, I don't want to have kids. He doesn't have not even a girlfriend, right? We're all free to do whatever we want to do in life, okay? And I believe he must be like 44, probably 42. I don't know, you know? I'm not going to be judging people here, but to me, success is having a family. And to me, it's to grow older and have a family. That is success to me. Those are my values. And when I'm saying this is that, for example, I was coaching somebody and I said, like, listen, you don't have kids, you don't have family, and you're still telling me that you don't have time? I work from home. I run an online business with a smartphone. I work from home and I have two kids. Okay? Yeah, we both work from home. Me and my wife work from home and we both help each other. You know how hard it is to be productive at home with having kids? Especially with one of them is ill, you know, as it happens when you have kids, you know, especially young ones, right? And I documented this on YouTube. It's like, hey, here I am. You know, my daughter is not feeling well, so she's at home. She's not going to, you know, to school today. I mean, this is the everyday life. That's when life starts to get really complicated. And I want to see how productive you are when you have kids and you try to run an online business from home. Or when you have a 9-to-5 and you have kids that are ill and you have to see where who's going to stay with the kid. That's another fact of life, my friend. So I take my hat off for people that have families and they're running an online business, or people that have a 9-to-5 and they have kids, because I know how hard it is, right? So you have to do anything, whatever it takes, to tell yourself a story that it feels better, okay, when you start an online business, so you can sell that idea to yourself first and say, yeah, okay, I don't have kids. So really, I have no excuse when it comes down to I don't have time. That's what I'm saying here. Thank you so much for all the love and support, my friend. I hope this podcast episode finds you well. Don't forget to share this podcast with someone. Don't forget to share it with somebody that might benefit from this. And share it online. Share it and tag me at Instagram. All right, at Daniel Corrizales, you'll find the link in the show notes. Really appreciate all the love and support. Leave us a review. It helps the podcast get out there. Right? Yeah, I really appreciate it. And of course, as always, I'll see you in another episode, my friend.